What's up, everybody? Welcome to Operation Self Reset. Parents, get your own life. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Naraki. I'm coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into the world of personal development so you can become a better individual 1% at a time. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen in to this show in particular. This show is designed 100% to the parents out there. Yes, the parents. Now, if you are a single male or female or just a couple, and maybe potentially someday along the lines you would love to be a parent, well, then this is the podcast for you. If you are an individual that never wants to see or hear or talk about or even listen about a child, well, then I would have to suggest that this episode in particular is not really going to fill up your bucket. So if I were you, I would chop the podcast right now, not your phone, because nowadays iPhones and Samsung phones are just ungodly expensive. Really, $1,000 for a phone? $1,000. Insane. It's just insane. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. Look, there's a lot of cool podcasts out there, and I know this show is maybe a little broad in its aspect, but I really want to hone into the individuals that can literally impact the future. And then, you know, they say, children today are the future of tomorrow. That's my old rich guy laughter, I guess. But what I'm trying to say here is this, is that number one, the future of the world starts with you. Children today are potentially the leaders of tomorrow, but the only way to get tomorrow's leaders in the cycle of life here to start chugging along on their own journey is for you, aka the parent, to get it all together. And we're going to dive into my theory of parenting and what it takes and why you, quote unquote, need to get your own life. Too many times us parents are trying to live through our kids and there's a battle and we're emotionally drained. And we'll get into it. So before we get into it, before we dive into it, I want to take a couple of seconds. Number one, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, happy Hanukkah, happy holiday season. If you're not a individual that enjoys the seasons or holidays or whatever have you, this is amazing time of year. We are all very blessed to have technology to allow myself to connect to you wherever you are in the world today. I'm so honored to have the ability to be in your speakers in your car or to be in your eardrums if you're running or working out or just to be on your Amazon Echo floating throughout your house. I appreciate the opportunity and hopefully I can deliver the right content that can impact your own personal life today. There are a lot of great podcasts out there. I just want to specifically give you a virtual high five and say thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me into your life this holiday season. So with that being said, a little backstory. I am a father of three young boys. I've been married for the last 7 years. I have a four-year-old, two-year-old, and a newborn. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Jake, you're not even qualified to be a parent because I'm a parent and they're grown and there's a lot of issues that you don't even foresee. You're exactly right. So I'm coming from a different perspective, but what I'm trying to awaken within this podcast in particular is for you to understand that you can still live your life. I don't care if you have a child that was born right now or you have a child that is, you know, 45 years old doing his own jazzy thing in the world today. What I'm trying to pull out of you is to refocus back on thyself, yourself. You are not doing anybody good, as in inspiring your children or pushing your children or having them achieve things when you are not doing anything good for yourself. What? Who is that really satisfying? I mean, come on, people. Really, what is the point of an parent that can say, son, go out there in the world and chase your dreams and ambitions, and then you don't do anything about it? you have your own dreams and ambitions, but you know how the world works, so you have a skewed opinion. And you know it's hard, and it's competition, and it's time, and money, and energy. When you're drained from a job that you don't enjoy, you're drained on pouring all your love and support into your kids, and I get it. I'm in the early stages, but I see the forehand or the foresight or the other words that I don't know really what to put in that little area right there. But what I'm trying to say is that this is for you to get your own life. So the first thing that I want to dive into is kids. Obviously, you want them to be better than you. Now, again, this is designed for the parent that either has children or are going to have kids. And this is just kind of my theory on why we need, us parents, need to kind of raise our own standards for ourselves. And the best way to be a great leader in the world, now this is one of my keys, but I'm kind of bringing it in right now. To be a great leader, period, plain and simple, I don't care what industry, who you are, what you're about, your background, you know, military, non-military, all that stuff. A leader, plain and simple, the best leaders are the leaders that lead themselves. That can go into a room that they never met anybody, and they're just honest, they're open, they're energetic, a person that's a go-getter, and you just have that connection like, man, that guy has it together. He's not going in that room and trying to puff out his chest and say, I have all these accolades, I have all these diplomas, I know a thing or two more than you. They go into the room confident with thyself because they expect a lot of things for themselves. And they don't walk into that room to puff out their chest and say, I'm better than all of you. They puff out their chest because they know that they're worthwhile. They know that they have value within. And so a great leader is a leader that can lead him or herself throughout life. And as we know, when we go on these journeys, we have this thing called the hero's journey. I've talked about it many times. Joseph Campbell kind of discovered the key phrase of a hero's journey is basically understanding that we all go through trials and triumphs, and we all go through these different quote-unquote stages. And the only way to get through those stages is to kind of go through this journey, this hero's journey that he personally calls it. And so the first thing that I want to identify is that a great leader is a leader that leads him or herself, okay? So the first thing that we need to dive into is that you want your kids to be better than you, plain and simple. Anybody that has a child or is going to have a child, you always want to give them the world. You want to have them give them more opportunities. You want them to have better experiences. You want them to have better equipment, as in toys or things. And then you also want them to have better existence on this earth. So those are the four E's: education, experiences, equipment, and existence. Plain and simple, boiled down to its lowest format, its lowest elements, is those four ideas. Any parent, if you're rich or poor, you're in love, you're not, a broken home and not, a traveling, you know, military back, whatever, all different types of stuff, it doesn't matter. You try to give your kids those four things: a good, solid education, however that may fall in your own personal lap, great experiences that they can reflect on and smile and have joy in. They can have equipment in the form of toys or things or contacts of Play-Doh or Kinects, whatever the hottest toy or gizmo to expand their brain right now. Because overall, you want them to have an amazing existence on this earth, much better than yours. Because when you are a parent and you dive into this pool, it's not about you anymore. And the biggest thing that I learned when I was back in 2013, when my wife told us we were pregnant, I realized how selfish I was. I realized when I was having issues dealing with understanding that we were going to raise a child, there was some other junk going on in my life. But the underlying thing was I realized, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to work out for 2 hours a day. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to start to build out my business. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to go party with friends and you know, travel and all do all these different things, because you hear, you know, money, you know, raising a child is expensive. Diapers and formula and, you know, you need all this other junk that really doesn't matter. But you really start to understand, man, I am a selfish individual. And at the time, I thought it was a bad thing. But now, kind of, I guess, kind of being a seasoned vet in having children, I understand that it's okay to be selfish, because I realize that if I do not fill my own bucket, what good am I to my children? And so my wife and I got into a, not an argument, but a discussion on having a fourth child. And she wants to have a fourth child, and I'm really on the fence. guess I really should share where I'm at. But needless to say, our conversation went into this regard of, and she, her statement is, wouldn't it be great that you could inspire a child to go and do great things and to change the world? And my thing was, why am I having children change the world? Why can't I do it? Because the more children that I bring into the world, the less that I'm going to be able to impact. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Well, Jake, but if you have children as your, you know, soldiers, and I use that as a very bad, you know, term to input, but if you have these individuals go out and serve the world, you're able to expand in more different areas. And getting back to the selfishness, I want to impact the world. I want to change the world. I want to do something great. I want to provide great education, experiences, equipment, and great existence to these children, my kids, because I am choosing to create a platform like this. I'm choosing to create a business, a small business, that I'm able to create an income, which I'm able to feed into their lives and to allow them to have those, you know, those four E's. And so for you, there's a lot of great in battles of having children or not having kids, or, you know, kids are a blessing, or all different types of stuff. Look, if you have healthy children, congratulations. If you have children that are ill or sick, I can only tip my hat to you. And I can understand the pain and the grief and the chaos and the emotional roller coaster. But the one thing that individual told me, I asked him how his kids are doing, and I understood that one of his children has a very severe medical problem. And I went, oh man, I'm so sorry. And he said, don't be sorry. It's the best thing that ever happened to us. And so for him and his wife, in their own personal world, some way, somehow, that issue, that thing that other people would consider a heartache or a roadblock or a speed bump, he considers it a blessing. And getting back, and I know I'm a little jumbled here, but it's about perspective, right? And the way that you view things and how other people view things. And that opened up my world. And I thought, okay, maybe that's what he needed. Along with me waking up to the idea of I'm selfish, maybe that's what they needed, or maybe that's what they realized, or they just come to terms with. Whatever it is, I don't know, because I'm not them, but I know that I'm me. And being me in this situation, I understand that I need to continue to go on my journey to figure out what I want to do with myself. The best question that was ever asked was from my four-year-old. And I ask him all the time. I say, what interests you? What do you want to be when you grow up? And I know it's a very loose question, because all of us have been asked that for many years, and we don't know. You're really at grabbing at things, and one minute you want to be a sports star, the next minute you want to be an actor, the next minute you want to be president, all this different types of stuff. And he bounced that question back at me, something I haven't been asked in decades. And he said, Dad, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I laughed. And I'm like, you know, that's a great question. That is an absolutely great question. And so my question to you guys is this: what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're thinking, well, I have a job. I have a family. I have bills to pay, all different types of stuff. Valid, totally valid stuff. But what do you want to be when you grow up? It's a weird question to think about, because you're thinking, all right, I'm 40 years old. What do I want to be when I grow up? Okay, what's the definition of growing up? I don't know. What is the definition of growing up? What is the definition of a young man or woman? What is the definition of a middle-aged person? There is no true quote-unquote definitions. There are age brackets, and we kind of conform to that. But if you open your mind to the possibility, what do you want to be when you grow up? It opens the idea of, yeah, what the heck? What am I into? What am I interested in? Like, what am I about? And that's really the pinnacle, the start of get your own life. What do you want to be? What's the impact that you want to create? What are the things that you want to do? And going back to those four ideas of education, experiences, equipment, and existence, what can you enhance in your life that maybe you're not hitting upon right here, right now? It's a weird question. It's really unique. And so to pull it back home to our kids, and that's that question of, you know, you want them to be better than you. I want you to think of, what do we put on our kids then? We put this thing called expectations. We push them. And when we expect things out of our children and we push them to do certain things, what usually happens with the child? They create resistance. They put up these roadblocks. They put up these barriers. Now, I don't know from experience because my children are real young, but I do see that there's implications that if I do choose to push them a little harder than they need, they resist, they break down, they cry, they fight back. And also reflecting in myself, my father pushing me, having expectations of what I should and should not do, allowed me to have resistance, allowed me to push against the authority, allowed me to kind of stand up and say, no, I can figure this out. I'm smarter than you. And all those things that you and I have experienced through raising kids, or you and I have experienced as being kids, because we have felt that some way, somehow. And getting back to that hero's journey, the reason why I believe that children or kids or young adults or, you know, young individuals on this earth put up these walls and resistance is because they want to figure it out. They want to go through this hero's journey without having the roadmap, without seeing the chapters, without seeing the outline, or without knowing that there's going to be irritation and pain, but yet there's also going to be massive enjoyment and fulfillment. Because if they know the story, then why the heck are they going through the journey? And it's an interesting dilemma. And so you have two ways to look at it. As a parent, and we'll get into you particularly, you can say, okay, you know, kind of the spiritual side of just, you know what, it is what it is, it'll happen and when it happens, all that different types of stuff. And that child will slowly start to navigate, and it may take him 10 years or 20 years or 30 years to figure it out, but sooner or later he will figure it out. Or on the flip side, you can have the half a cup approach. This is what I call it anyway. The half a cup approach is nothing more than understanding that we all need guidance. In some ways, somehow, usually young children or young adults don't understand where the heck they're going in life. And so we need to guide them, but at half throttle. For me in particular, I work for the fire department. I'm a lieutenant. I've been a lieutenant for the last about 4.5 years. And I would never be in the fire service. I never wanted to be a firefighter when I was a kid. I never thought about being a full-fledged firefighter. My grandfather was a firefighter. I thought the stories were cool, but it never dawned on me to actually pursue it as a career. Only until kind of, I guess, number one, it was dropped in my lap in high school, and I kind of talked about it at home. But once I talked about it at home, my parents kind of guided me. They gave me that half-throttle approach. And they started to open my eyes, and we started to talk, and we started to have open conversation. And no way, no how would I be where I am today if I didn't have some type of kind of wind behind my back to push me in a direction. Because truly, I was a lost soul. I was going to go to college. I was going to rack up debt. I was going to get a standard business degree. Maybe I'd be in the corporate world. Maybe I wouldn't. I knew I'd kind of be doing my own thing. I don't know. I was all over the place. I had no idea. And most kids, yes, kids, because you're usually a kid, when you go into college, even when you graduate college, you're still a kid at early 20s. I mean, you're going to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life in that 4 years or 5 years. It's a really big pill to swallow. And so for me, and reflecting on how I was raised and where I am today to allow me to do this, to talk to you guys, it has allowed me to understand that sometimes we need that half throttle, that half cup approach to guide the children. Okay, so that's enough about talking about the kids, right? Because this isn't about raising the child. It's about literally you getting your own life. Okay, getting your own life. So what's the solution? How do you get back to you? The best type of leaders are the leaders that go out there in the world and they lead themselves. They take the initiative, they learn the tools, the tactics, they lose the weight, they change the jobs, they do whatever it's needed to fill up their own bucket. And so the question that I have for you, because with great questions hopefully come great answers, number one, what do you want? Do you want more money? Do you want a different job? Do you want to travel? Do you want to improve your home? You want to start a new hobby? You want to start a YouTube channel? I was talking with a friend the other day, and he doesn't know what I do. He doesn't know about the podcast and all that stuff. And he goes, oh man, it'd be great if I could start my own YouTube channel. And I asked him, why not? Why not? And he had no answer. And I know some of you guys are not techies and you don't want to be, you know, get into the, you know, entrepreneur space, or maybe you do, maybe you don't. You want to start a small business or craft store, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But the question is, what do you want? When was the last time that you asked yourself that? Chances are, maybe not so much. Maybe you know the basic things. You know, when your finances are losing ground, you improve it. When you realize your body's getting out of whack, you improve it. But literally, like a genie in a bottle kind of moment, what do you want? Because the only way to get your own life is to understand what the heck you want to get out of life. And when you understand that, then you're able to go out and serve yourself, serve your family, serve the world. So if you want to improve your money, you got to learn the tactics, right? Dave Ramsey has a great program. It's called he has a lot of books. Dave Ramsey, just look him up. He basically helps individuals reduce debt from hundreds of thousands of dollars down to nothing. And so there's a lot of people, from the divorce to family issues to just total blowouts. Number one is financial. Number two is an addiction of some kind in the family world. And so for you, maybe you need to get things solid and solidified before you can answer that question, what do you want? Because it's hard for me to say, what do you want, when you're waking up with night sweats of financial issue? Or, you know, when I ask you, what do you want? And you're like, oh, I want a new car, but my God, I'm driving a 30-year-old beater because I'm spending all my money in video games, whatever the case may be for you. And so once you understand what do you want, you can kind of get clear. And the second thing is, or the third I should really say is, from there, you need to start your own habits, your own beliefs, your own routines, and your own quote-unquote goals. And the reason why I quote them quote-unquote goals is because goals can be anything, right? They can be you moving in a journey and a progression. And so getting back to what I stated first thing, if you want to inspire your children to give them a great education, experiences, equipment, and existence, you need to be a great leader of yourself. And to be a great leader of yourself, you need to get yourself some awesome goals, some awesome habits, to start going on your own hero's journey, to start to awaken your beast, to answer that question, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you really want? A lot of us don't even know how to set goals. Coming up here, it's almost going to be the first of the year. There's a lot of awesome things that are going on in the world right now. Chances are you're really not thinking about 2018. You're just trying to figure out the rest of 2017, from holiday parties to get people for gifts, from Amazon delivery. Did they deliver it or they didn't deliver it? All that craziness. But the thing that you really need to figure out is a direction. A boat in the middle of the sea is going to just float with the winds and get blown around unless it knows exactly where it's going to go. When you're on course, you know where you're going. You know your time frame. If you don't, you're going to end up dying in the ocean. And there's too many great parents like yourself that are dying in the ocean. That go out there and they expect the world of their kids. They push their kids. They get them whatever they need to be successful. And yet they stay stagnant. They stay in that ocean just floating around. Think how amazing would it be if your boat had an actual destination, that it knew where it was going. And you know what? When your kids are on the shoreline and they got their binoculars and they're looking at you, they're going, my gosh, my parents are awesome. They're going places. They're building their business. They're improving their health. They're dropping all that debt. They're getting their life together. They're excited for their future. And in return, you know what that does? It gets your kids excited for the potential of what they can do in their own personal life. I've talked to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of craziness. The biggest change in a child's life comes out of massive, massive impact. A lot of it has to deal with, obviously, number one, divorce. But also, too, massive impact can come from a family member losing massive amount of weight. A family member beating a horrific disease. A family member changing careers and doing something uncomfortable. And when they see that, they're gonna go, man, it is possible. I don't have to stay in this same job. I can do whatever I want to do. I can be what I want to be, and I can fulfill the needs that I crave internally. And it's okay to be a little selfish. Because as you, as the parent, is going on this journey of losing the weight, your child is sitting there eating hamburger, but he's watching you. He's seeing what you're doing. He's noticing if you're breaking your habits or you're sticking with it. He's seeing if you have good willpower or you don't. He's analyzing your every move, because you know what's going to happen when he's that age of 40 or 50 or 30 or whatever the case may be? He's going to go through the same thing. And he's going to go, you know what? If my dad could do it or my mom could do it or my uncle could do it, I can do it too. looking at that from a different set of glasses can absolutely impact your child more than you buying them something, more than you just doing something that you believe is right in the moment. And so if you really want to create that impact, you need to be the leader of yourself. And you need to get clear and have goals. Because your children see you moving towards something. They see you growing towards something. They see you becoming something. Is an inspiration, is a thrill. My father was a police officer. He did very well for himself. He got into some real estate. The real estate went down the tubes. He went in bankruptcy. He lost his job. He rose from the ashes. He did whatever it took to get his butt back in shape, as in financially square, to raise a good family. The economy hit a couple years ago. His real estate gig was doing great. Well, the economy hit. People started ditching out on paying rent. What happened? He filed for bankruptcy a second time. At the age of, boy, like 66. All his children were raised. They're all doing their own thing. He had to bite his own bullet. He had to eat his own not-so-good sandwich. But he rose from the ashes, and he kept on moving on. That's my biggest inspiration. I used to believe Emmett Smith was my hero. For what? Because he ran a football up and down the football field. Emmett Smith was a running back for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was very good. He was very good at what he did. But I realized my biggest hero, my best hero, is my dad. And I'm probably the same to you. One of your parents or uncle or a family member or a close friend that has done something epic in their life. You look at them, you go, dang, that person's freaking awesome. And so when I analyze my own life and I see my own hurdles and issues and obstacles, I keep on thinking about my dad that had went through it, that bit his tongue, that swallowed his own saliva and said, you know what? This stinks. I was not expecting that, but I'm going to make it through and I'm going to survive and I'm going to push through. And so for the young parents or the parents that are out there right now, stop pushing all the great presents on your kids. Stop giving them the money and all that stuff just to go and do great things in the world. Be an example. This is a wake-up call. This is not a motivational podcast. This is a wake-up call for you to get out of your own skin and say, you know what? I'm going to do something. If you want to show love to your kids, be that loving guy. If you want to show that you can be financially secure, be a financially secure guy. If you want to show that you can be an athlete or a physical specimen, then show that to your children. Don't just talk about it or highlight it in the newspaper or online or talk about a coworker or anything like that. You do it. And if you say you're going to have a positive attitude and you're going to go out in the world and do great things, then you go and do it. If you're going to tell them to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, then you go out there and do it. If you want your kids to do something, you need to do it. It's crazy to think that back in the day, the leaders of the military were like, hey, go on the front lines and go chase after the bad guys or, go attack the Germans or vice versa, the Americans in World War I and II. Today's leaders are the leaders that lead from the front. They're out there with the guys. They're rubbing shoulders. Those are the guys that get the respect. Those are the guys that pull the energy and the awesome enthusiasm out of people that don't have that right frame of reference. And so for you, you're not taking gunfire. The only gunfire you're taking is from life. And sometimes it stings, sometimes it grazes you, sometimes it hits you right in the chest. But the only way that you want your kids to have an amazing life or a life that's better than yours, you got to step up your own game. I'm not sitting here and doing this podcast so much that I can just feel I'm the king of the castle. I know that my kids are standing on the outside of this door and they peek in because I got a towel covering this glass door and they see me on this microphone. They see me preaching and talking and doing videos and uploading stuff and they're asking and all that stuff. And what I'm trying to relate to them is that you can do anything that you want. I work a full-time job. I'm raising a family. I have real estate on the side. I'm doing other projects. I take great care of my physical body. I still play hockey. And yet, I'm doing something because I can do it. I live in the greatest country in the world to do whatever I want. Nobody's telling me no. The only person that's telling me no is thyself. And so what good am I to go out there and tell my kids that, if you dream it, you can believe it. You can go out there and do whatever you want, but yet I'm staying stuck in the mud, the quicksand. And if you say to me, you know what, you don't have the time, that is BS. That is BS. As Simon Sinek says, What is your why? Your why will pull you forward. I don't have the time to do a podcast, but I make it work. I figure it out. I stay up late. I wake up early. I do my investigation and research beforehand. So when I can jump on the mic, I just have at it. And the same for you. Do not give the excuse of there is no time. Cut out other things. Make it work. Be that leader. Show inspiration to your children. If you want to give them the education, the experience, the equipment, and the existence, you got to lead from example. I know what you want to do as a parent. I know you want to impact your kids' world and give them everything, the stars and beyond. The only way to do that is to be that awesome individual that they can look up to and say, that is my hero. Because if you want the leaders of tomorrow to start today, you need to be the leader of today so they can see how to follow in your footsteps and how to be an even better leader tomorrow. So with that being said, that is my rally cry. That is my wake-up call to you. So I just want to let you guys know that I appreciate you guys so much. I thank you for your time. I am so honored to speak to you parents today. I know this was a parent-heavy podcast, but hopefully this connected to you. And if it didn't, please, 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 send me a message, an email, anything like that to my cell phone, 414-550-4012. Again, it's 414-550-4012. It'd be greatly appreciated. And lastly, as a little wake-up call to all of us, let's do a little bit of the awesome sauce. It's where we scream at the top of our lungs, I'm freaking awesome. And you know what? My kids love doing the awesome sauce. You know why? Not because I force them to do it, because they see me do it. And so if you want your kids to live an awesome life or to be freaking awesome or to get comfortable with the uncomfortable or anything else I say on the show, then you got to do it too. And so I want you to stand up in a position of power. I want you to put your hands overhead. I want you to move your fingers around. I want your chin up. And I want you to scream at the top of your lungs, I'm freaking awesome. All right? So here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm freaking awesome! Woo! Feels good, doesn't it? It feels really, really good. So I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your week. We'll catch you next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. And if there's something that you could do for me, please leave a review on iTunes. It would be greatly appreciated. And of course, subscribe, tell your friends about it, or family members, or other parents, maybe particularly to this episode. So I thank you. I appreciate you. And we'll catch you next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. See ya.